Chapter 27. Stone. Hancock and Alvida. Alvida knew a boy made of stone once. He was weak then, and now he's supposedly some captain in the Navy. Ha! Shows what they know. Alvida knows that stones are like bones, and bones break. She broke Kobe, she broke Logetown, and now, in the Grand Line, she will break this pirate empress's curse. She lands on the Kuja pirate's ship at dusk, when the world starts to break away into the land of demons. Boa Hancock looks at her, imperious and dressed in fine silk, and raises a single eyebrow. Hancock, untrained, is a conqueror. If she wanted to, she could see the truth of Alvida's skin. Alvida does not falter in her steps, claws clicking over the pavement. Empress, she drawls, tone lilting in the air. The Empress points her finger, and stone begins to crawl over Alvida's skin. Ah, that won't do. No, Alvida says, and the stone bleeds. Not from me, Empress. Hancock's eyes widen with something like recognition, with something like respect. And then there's a twitch in the corner of her lips, a twitch of something dangerous. She leans forward. Then what do you want, demon? She lilts, the world holding its breath in the wake of her hair cascading over her shoulder. If Alvida needed breath in the way others did, she thinks it would have been stolen away by this woman's beauty. A deal, Alvida says, stepping closer as blood drips from the fangs in her mouth, covering her lips in ruby red. From one to another. She doesn't say demon. She doesn't say queen. She doesn't say stonebreaker or heartbreaker or a thousand other half-truths. But by the way Hancock tilts her head, Alvida knows she's found a kindred soul. And later, as Hancock's hands glide over her own in a mimicry of an agreement, Alvida knows that stone has broken before her again. And this time, diamond has shone from underneath.